Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank and praise the Most High for the day. As always, I hope and I pray everybody was able to be grounded in their beliefs. I'd like to thank Ray and Joe with Sounds a Living Water Radio Station for having me on and putting up with my shenanigans. but from my heart, I believe the elder understand. I only want to deliver what the Most High gave to me, to the people. That is the end of it with me. There's no other ulterior motive. I don't care if I'm wiser than you. I don't even care to sound wiser than anyone, but to deliver the things that was given to me to give it to you, because I think that's what I was called to do. Which brings me to the title of the thing. Oh, I'm Pharaoh Ahmad, humble servant of God. Don't say I said it. Just say we ready. You dig? It ain't about me. It's about us. Prayerfully help that we can get there. I'm going to get there. That's what the precept about, of being grounded and settled in your belief. The book say, let the wicked be wicked still. What we have come to see, the ones that's in the light of prophecy being called from the beginning, and we understand that we're in the middle. It's no big deal that it's not a big deal that this pestilence or this plague is plaguing the earth and it's changing the course of the earth. That's not surprising to the ones that's in the light. Now, what I do say, and this is part of the reason I thought this was in season to go forward with, is that I see a lot of Israelites talking about stuff that don't matter right now. Polygamy don't matter right now. You can barely hold on to your one wife. She just put you out the house last year. Now you on the internet trying to tell other people how many wives they can have. You the problem, man. You need to sit down somewhere and shut up. And that's what I see common in the community. We talking about times and things that's not in season. The night is far spent, the day is at hand for us to become a people. And who ain't going to be up with it, they just ain't going to be up with it. Like I say, and I always say, it's not about who won't, and it's all about who will. Who will. This thing as servant of the Most High God is hard. It's not an easy thing. It's not easy. It come with a lot of affliction. It come with a lot of being left out. You know, like I say, you know, my guys still my guys, and they still invite me to do the things that we did, but I don't do them. You know, I don't sit up and smoke weed all day. I don't, you know, drink and be talking and trying to talk to a whole bunch of women, because I don't believe in this course anymore. I believe that the foundation of family is being destroyed by whoredom in the hood. It need to be resolved. It need to be out of there. You cannot perpetuate a problem and solve it. I'm not saying that a man can't have as many wives as he wants. But that has to certainly be the understanding. You can't be lying to them about your other girl. So these things become important. And I believe that we should, excuse me for 1 second, let me hit some of these invites. Because that's what I believe is absent from doctrine. What's absent from Hebrew doctrine is in Christian doctrine as well, Muslim doctrine as well, the fact that he called the end from the beginning. That is missing from doctrine. So we can't place an understanding of where we at. Discerners of time. That's the instructions of the book, is that we be discerners of the times that we are in. And like I said, I've understood this here lately, that many are appointed to stumble, and that's real. It's a lot of people in this Hebrew Israelite thing, man, they're not appointed. They called, but they ain't chosen. They liars, they backbiters, they foolish. You got whores, you got horse men and women, but they know how to quote the book. So they're liars, and I'm not fooled by them, you know what I'm saying? And nor do I have any desire to be in allegiance with liars and people that's covetous and all these things that's really against us embodying the power. Just totally against us embodying the power. All right, that's enough. Shalom, shalom to your home. So I'm in it, and I pray somebody get something out of it. I'm saying this for a fact. I'm not asking you, I'm telling you, your enemy has you tensed in. You're in a jam, you just don't know it yet. The control of the people on earth is in the enemy's hands. They scared to come by you. You can't go in the store. The man just got shot. The security guard got shot trying to stop somebody from coming in the store without a mask. But your enemy told them that this is how we have to live now. And I'm not saying that the virus is not real. I think it's very real. There's a patent on it. So we understand that it's a device, something that was made. But the book talks about this. And then Christ warned that there will be pestilence. So now we're looking at one, but we're not laying in mind that this story of creation, it has an end date. The story ends, man. It don't keep going on and on. So right now it's real trying times for marriages, just for the body. Your brother was telling me to new ox, because I'm always meeting new ox. They was telling me, man, we finna go out in Maywood and street preach. Probably not a good time to do that, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't really even be outside. If you planning to go outside, you know, it's not wise right now. And going on trying to explain to them that your life is the testimony that people should gather from. They should know the old you and the new you, and this is a great testimony. Right? Then Christ told the Pharisees, said, "Dig. If you don't believe me when I tell you, believe me for the works that I do. What you see me on, dig, I shouldn't have to tell you. That's why I believe the Proverbs tell you, let another man praise thee and not thy own lips. Your works should always testify to who you are. When they see this miraculous change in you, right, they should be able to easily determine that you're following something that's leading you to peace, right? So anyway, the title of the precept tonight is Grounded and Settled, and it's important for the brothers that's in the truth. Time's finna get hard. Brother's still talking about polygamy. It ain't a time to be talking about polygamy. It's a time to be talking about preparation for what's coming in front of us. So, and it's not easy. Being a servant of God is not easy, man. You dig? It's hard. Brother asked me, he was like, man, when the last time you had some cat, you dig? And I tell him, man, it's been about over a year, you dig? And he said, man, I don't know how you do it. Man, it ain't easy, man. I ain't no saint. You dig? These, they still super thick in the Walmart. But I choose, see what I'm saying? I'm grounded and settled in my beliefs and what I believe. I believe adultery kills black people. But like I was hollering at the little brothers today, they got this black app thing, and I guess they selling cat on the black app. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about promoting with coupons and all kinds of stuff. So, but I understand that it ain't for everybody. You know what I'm saying? And that, we got to understand that. You got to understand that you might have somebody you that's close to you and dear to you, but it's not a given for him to stand on righteousness. Stand on, I'm not going to commit adultery. I stand on for real now that I never follow lust. I'm not going to follow lust. Just because I want some cat don't mean I'm going to do nothing with nobody. So I'm grounded and settled in what I believe and what I'm grounded and settled in, it comes with affliction. I have to be left out a lot. I have to be by myself a lot. I have to leave off from groups that's on another course. But I love them. I love these people, right? But I end up by myself, and they love me because I don't beat them up with the Bible. I was just at the big wing thing. Respect from everybody. All Eric, the Foles, the Moles, and the Mafia. And it wasn't based on me being no tough dude. It's about I stand on what I stand on in my lane. And I'm not in nobody else's lane, they lane. My works testify to who I'm on, who I am, and what I do. And it's well respected. One of the little brothers said, man, you could use my name. And I felt slighted when he told me that, because my name good, fam. Out west, out south. You know what I'm saying? The woods. Hey, man, my name good, man. I don't need your help, man. I didn't never become, you know, I didn't come into the knowledge of the truth and start wearing dashikis and talking about energy. Salute, what's going on, Lorenzo? Oh, okay. If you can hear me, Ray, man, definitely, bro. Let me say this. If you can hear me, Ray, I got one of the brothers. I'm not sure what his but if anybody hand go up, just you know, say it. Let me know somebody hand went up or they pushed the number one. Right. So these things is important, man. This thing has an end date. Now, the guy that this has an end. When you search, when you go read the Emerald Tablet, it tell you that the barbarians gonna come in, they gonna take over. This ain't Bible talk. This is the Emerald Tablets. And then they gonna take over, and the truth is gonna have to be hidden, but then the truth will rise again. So we're looking at men's hearts, not everybody. But men's hearts is driven to being conscious of something now. It's just not dead brain people. People want to know something now. You know what I mean? Some of the damnedest people, some people I went to school with, they be talking about knowledge. I'll be like, he talking about knowledge? You did? Earth got to be definitely changing. So, and I imagine even myself, you know, guys looking at me like, man, is that still spook or silk or Pharaoh? But no, I'm not him no more. I'm Pharaoh, and I'm grounded and settled in what I'm going to walk in. I love my people. I understand the Bible to be telling me to love my people, to even be willing to give my life for my people, which is empowerment. If I let go of my ego and my pride and all the things I desire to have or gather to myself, then I could really love my people. Until I do that, then I can't love my people. And that's what Christ did. So again, the title is Grounded and Settled. The thing comes with affliction. Right? And I'm saying this to say to all my brothers and sisters that I be around and be with now, this is what's going on with me. This is why I climb in the corner and I mind my business and I don't want to be in your business. And if you need me, I got you. I'm going to help you if I can because I don't have hate in my heart for my brother. I love you. I ain't trying to beat people up with the Bible or none of that. This is what I believe. I believe I need to follow this course if it's for my best interest. So I'm going to start this out in James chapter, James 5 and verse 7, James 5 and 7. And I'm going to read and push that somebody get it. Hey, Sister Ray, are you there? Or Joe, Brother Joe?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, if anybody, you know, if they go up with their hand or want to chime in, it ain't a dictatorship, man. I love to have them come in and chop it up and build with me. All right?
Got it. Amen. All right,
Amen. So, again, I'm in James chapter 5, verse 7. James chapter 5, verse 7. Patient, therefore, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiting for the precious fruit of the earth, and have long patience for it, until he received the early and the latter rain. Be ye also patient. Right? Establish your heart. That's what I'm saying. It's not easy walking in this thing. Then the people that's walking, that's supposed to be walking in it with you, you find over the course, they fake as hell. These people fake. They could care less about black people empowering themselves, or they can care less if they care about discovering their own heart and placing themselves on high. So this walk is hard, but we got to be settled. This word I'm on, you dig? I ain't trying to be on what you on. Right? I'm going to do this. This is what I'm going to do. I believe Christ said, suffer not these babies to come to me. I think I was a baby and I was left out there. I believe if somebody cared and had the sense enough to cuff me and say, man, Joe, you God's child. Move how God would have you move. I believe I would have did it because I was always too slick for my own good. But wasn't nobody there to cuff me. So I'm trying to get the babies to consciousness. What I believe is Christ. What I believe is realigning yourself with the power of creation. That's my life thing. I'm going to do that with all my might for the rest of my life. So verse 8, be ye also patient, establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren. See, it ain't time for that. If you look on Facebook, they talking about it. People ask questions they already established the answer for. Why did they ask that question? For contention. Ain't trying to know, they already know. Should a man have two wives? Man, you barely hanging on to the one you got, man. You better, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, be careful what you're being pulled off into. Everybody ain't right. Everybody don't love you, man. Everybody ain't your partner. excuse me. I had to get that out of there. Verse 9. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take my brethren, the prophets. Hold on, let me look at that. Yeah. Take my brethren, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering and affliction. And of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. So, again, the title is grounded and settled. What we read is establish your heart, establish your mind. Stop looking to teach everybody else and get yourself in alignment with the power of creation. Standing on that. I ain't gonna do that. Hey, I ain't on that. Guess what all the guys said? Better not nobody mess with them. Right? Because they respect what I do and what I'm on, man. Because I ain't no, you know, I love my people for real. Dig, and I seek to serve and help my people for real. And I got to be established in that because my people, all my people, is the wickedest thing on the damn planet. I would be a liar if I told you anything else. Matter of fact, black people set off the course where they should reign on top, they put themselves on the bottom. Then at the bottom, they talk about how they should be on the top, but don't do the stuff that they need to do to be on the top. They serve other gods. They try to absorb the fabric of America. I want the big house with the lawn. I want the jet skis. They want all this. But their heart ain't for their God, which is to love your brother. You know, you go to any other group of people and they say, we love our brothers. But when you get among black people, you find discord. That's what you find. And I would be lying if I said anything else. When all these other people are talking and they're not talking about the root of the problem, they're gainsayers. They just want you to hear them talk. They want your attention. But the root of the problem is the people, the most powerful people on the planet, will not love one another. Their malice is bred into them. It wasn't Willie Lynch. That sound good. And maybe it happened, maybe it didn't. It don't matter. But there's something else. There's something else going on in the hearts and minds of these people. Marcus Garvey, right? The greatest enemy to black people is disorganization. Disorganization. You know, it's like, how could y'all not see this? But our hearts is on buying Jordans and having a better car than your brother. You ain't trying to outshine your enemy. Things is against your brother and your heart. And it's a reason why. It's a reason why. So the ones that understand that got to be grounded in what they own. I'm going to Peter. 1 Peter 2, verse 19 through 23. 1 Peter 2, verse 19 through 23. And I'm going to push through. Verse 19. For this is thankworthy, if a man, for conscience toward God, endure grief, suffering wrongfully, for what glory is it, if when ye be buffeted for your fault, ye shall take it patiently. But if, when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable to God, grounded and settled in what you believe and what you own. This is the time where you got to stand on it, whatever you believe, and say, let the wicked be wicked still, because the thing has an expiration date. It ends. And all the Israelites, man, just steady talking in circles, man. It's disgusting for me to look at and hear it a lot of times. I'd be like, man, do they even see what's going on earth? It ain't no time to be talking about, you know, the evil angels and who they having sex with. This ain't no time to be talking about none of that, man. But this big old conversation is going on Facebook about it. It's disgusting to me, man. It really magnifies when he tells us, many are called, but few are chosen. It magnifies. All right, verse 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to the judgment, to him that judges righteously. So, but in none of this, what Christ's example was, is I love my people so much I die for them. That was his example. That's key for black people, man. He's saying follow his example, right? So, you know, the guys that don't see that, you know, they couldn't be, you know, followers of Christ. All they want to do is argue with their brother about the Bible, or, you know, argue with his brother who said, man, hey, I choose to follow this line of reasoning. But that line of reasoning, a school of thought, also entails, you know, the keeping of the commandments as righteousness and as covenant. It all line up the same way. They just need you to believe what they believe. But no, they just need to be grounded and settled in what they believe. Right? Because if you believe in this Bible, then you believe in the judgment. Right? Even the Egyptians, they took their handmaids and all their jewelry and all their other stuff, coffin with them, because they believe something go on after this. You know, many don't want to believe it, but The Egyptians believed it, right? So, and then that's what the Bible entails, that something go on after this. This ain't the end of the matter right here. Yeah. So, just being mindful, man. Okay, let me. That is right. Now I'm going to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57 and 58. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57 and 58. Same story, man. And my hope is to make, whoever in the earshot know, man, now is the time to stand on righteousness. Now is the time to gather with your people that's by you, not on the internet. There's somebody lying to you right now on the internet. Believe me, you know. I know it for a fact. They talk righteousness. They talk like they're in the book. They call you. They beg you for money. And then when you on the floor, they don't even answer the inbox. They liars, man. And, you know, and one thing I'm thankful of is my upbringing in Chicagoland area, because we wasn't about that, man. This, hey, man, if you said you was on it, you was on it, man. Don't be woofing. Don't be doing no talking. Ain't no whole lot of talking where I come from, you know what I'm saying? You got to get down how you live. And I'm glad I didn't leave that behind, you know, because many ain't cut like that. They don't do what they say. And that hurt you. You know what I'm saying? That hurt you in your heart, right? When you trying to do right by your brother, but your brother is on nonsense. Everything he's doing is pride-based and ego-based. Covetousness. He want a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? And it kind of hurt when you put up for him and then they don't put up for you. So I'm at 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57 and 58. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57 and 58. But thanks be to God, which giveth the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abound in the works of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Settle, establish, strong right now. Stand on your righteousness more. Stop talking more. Do more good. Gather with your brothers that's right up next to you. Because this internet world ain't going to be able to help you when the stuff that the book say supposed to happen on earth start happening. For many years, I did blog talk and pal talk and talk this and talk that. Now, don't get me wrong. I found a lot of good brothers that I say brothers. The majority of them people, everything the books say don't do, they do. They say don't be tailbearer. They say thou shalt not run up and down as a tailbearer among thy people. That's all they do. Them not my brothers. I have no desire to be in allegiance with them under no group of acronyms. Ain't no acronyms going to the throne. You're going by yourself. That's why. That's why, buddy. So know that what you do in your righteousness and how you walk right now is not in vain. The suffering that you got to go through, because it's a lonely place. You know, all them guys, they had a gang of little bad, little broad. You know, I'm funny. So... I could have been in on the thing, but I couldn't be in on the thing, right? I had to let them go on, get their little room, and do what they did. Now, I told them, you know what I'm saying, why I ain't on it. That's my testimony. Man, adultery destroys the black community. She's going to have four baby daddies, and the kids is the ones that's going to suffer from this adultery. So I don't do it. Right, you can't perpetuate them and resolve it. You have to leave off from it if you're going to resolve it. Right? I'm going now to 1 Peter 5, verse 6 through 11. 1 Peter 5, verse 6 through 11. And again, this is my school of thought, man. I'm not asking nobody. If it's right, then let it be right. But if you follow something else, then, you know what I'm saying, I'm not against you, because I found more loving people in Christianity than a lot of the people that claim to be conscious in the conscious community, as far as, you know, the comedic spiritual system and, you know, just all out knowledge base. I got the knowledge, you know, thank Kofa. Let's go back and get it, right? These people ain't bringing forth no righteousness. So what are they going back there to get? So, again, 1 Peter 5, verse 6 through 11. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober. Be vigilant. They be like, man, you don't drink? They don't get it, man. I'm grounded and settled what I'm on. I'm not going to be no dope addict like my dad. You dig? That's something I decided a long time ago. I had my run anyway. I left that mess right in the hood because I didn't want to be that. I'm grounded and settled in that, right? I wish somebody else would get on it with me, dig? As far as the guys in the hood, right? Cast all your cares verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the face. Stand on what you know right now. This ain't about no high fives right now, man. Christ said, man, it's going to be wars, rumors of wars. It's going to be earthquakes and diverse, and it's going to be pestilence. Man, this thing is in front of you, ninjas. You know what I'm saying? It's here, and it's changing the course of earth. The security guard just got killed for doing his job. I think he should be mindful and know that ain't his job, man. You can't. That ain't his job, but they killed him because he said they got to have a mask on in this. His master stole, right? That's what he said, and that's what's happening. So the course of what's going on earth is changing in front of us. Seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. I'm going now. I ran way past what I was supposed to read. Oh, no, I didn't. I did. I hit that. Going to 2 Corinthians 1 and verse 3 through 9. 2 Corinthians 1, 3 through 9. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3 through 9. I pray that somebody see what I'm getting at or what I'm saying to you. Now is not the time to be on all these damn games that people play. Now is the time to establish yourself. Now is the time to establish your family. Establish your war chest. Establish your you know what I'm saying? Your stock, dude, because earth is changing in front of you, and the change is permanent. I don't know how you think it's going to be a date when people are going to stop being scared of the air, right? It can't be. People are not going to take the vaccination, which is going to divide the country, which is, these changes is permanent. They not play. So we got to be prepared for what's going on earth, not in La La Land. A lot of people getting this book and they reading it from La La Land. But Jesus say, you know, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And that is the thing that we need to be mindful of, that it's deemed to get worse. I don't know how I looked at that. I'm at 2 Corinthians. 1. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3 through 9. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3 through 9. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus, the Father of mercy, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the suffering of Christ abound in us, so like I said, the example of Christ is, I love you so much, I die for you. That is what the real service of Christ is doing. I see more of that in Vice Lord than I see in Hebrew Israelite. Just look around, man. Watch these guys. Their heart ain't on God. Their heart is on themselves. They seek to name cities after themselves. This is what's in the hearts of the people, right? But now is not the time for it. The things Jesus said will come on the earth is on the earth in front of you. Now, I'm not making no determination, but I'm damn sure telling you that what Christ told you should be happening on earth before he comes is happening. He called you to love your brother. It's time for families to strengthen themselves. It's time for marriages to heal themselves. It's not no time for you to be looking for no new one, right? It's time to wear rubber. Because woe to them that are with child in that day. That's what your Bible say. Woe. That's funny. That's a little joke between me and my little brother. It's all good. Verse 5. For as the suffering of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abound by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same suffering which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for our consolation and salvation. Right, so when you're being corrected or you're going through something, it's what God is doing, and it's for your benefit. Right, it's not. And then the book read, "Ain't no time you was getting a whooping to where it yield fruit." See, I went to the joint for this. I ain't never go back to the joint for that, cause the affliction of being in the joint made me know, hey, the way I did that, I can never do it that way again. So you know, afflictions. And suffer, trials that come in front of us, they are for your good. And if he give you some peace, that peace is for your good. As of right now, man, I'm disenfranchised from my family. But guess what I got? Great peace. I have great, it's crazy. I love them to death, but I am in great peace. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not sure if they are. 7. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the suffering, so shall ye be also of the consolation. For you get the prize. Right? So you get the prize. If you endure. It's not easy to be alone. It's not easy to not let my lust lead me. And a lot of little old school, they like, hey, fall through. And I'm like, no, because like I said, it said thou shalt not adulterate. And I understand that adultery kills the black community. I understand that. So I can't perpetuate that problem and resolve it. So I have to be steadfast in what I believe, grounded and settled. And what I believe he said, don't steal, don't lie to one another, or on one another, honor thy mother and thy father. Then it commands the mother and father to teach the sons now. So that's God giving clear direction on how to make this truth grow generationally. Because I'm commanded to teach my kids that these is the ways of God. All right. Verse 8. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble, which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed, pressed out of measure, above strength, in so much that we despair even our life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raises the dead. So he basically saying the same thing with the example of Christ, that I love my people so much I die for them. I love my people, I die for them. Right? All right, let's go now to 2 Thessalonians 2. And I'm going to read 1 and 2, then 13 through 17. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the gathering unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Now I'm jumping down to verse 13. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God have from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification and belief of the truth. Excuse me. It ain't for everybody. That's what got to be understood, that the thing ain't for everybody, man. I got brothers I love to death, and I respect who God made them upon the earth. But I believe I was in this list to be called to be sanctified, separated. So, yeah, I love all my brothers, and they respect me, man. But I don't get in with adultery. It destroys the black community. I ain't going to steal from you. I ain't going to be plotting against you. I'm not going to make you the merch. When I make something, I ain't going to try to sell it to you. I'm going to go try to get it from the one who got the money, man, and bring it to the crib, because we're supposed to be one family. So many brothers, since I've been back, I'll be running up on little licks, and, you know, I give it to the brothers. You know, brother doing this, I had a little thing where I was working at the temp agency of the sauce company, and I had a brother and a sister that do plates, right? They tell me at the sauce company, oh, you can have as much of the sauce as you want. You know, my mind didn't click to, oh, I can sell this. My mind clicked to, this will help my brother. I get it, you know. I know he was like, man, you going to just get that to me? Yeah. Yeah, get out, man. Get out how you live. For real, for real. So, because if you straight and I'm straight, then we straight. But if I'm straight and you not straight, then more than likely, I'm not going to be straight. That's how that works. It's easy. The example of Christ is, the commandment of Christ is love one another. Paul writes, bear ye one another's burden, so fulfill the law of Christ. So that's my job. That's what I'm supposed to be doing, right? And I have to be grounded in that, because I will give somebody, and them people will turn around and leave me on the floor. But I got to, just like we just read, I got to trust that the Most High going, you know what I'm saying, going to take care of me. A lot of people that see my situation now, they think it's bad. But I'm going to tell y'all something, man. Man, listen, I done gathered great peace. I sleep well. I've been on prison time for a long time. I mean, I naturally wake up at 4, 5 in the morning since my 20s. But, man, for the last few months, man, I'll be waking up at 8:30, 9 o'clock. And something has got me with peace and comfortable enough to do that. So I ain't mad at where I'm at, nor do I feel slighted where I'm at. And I understand that God has built me up where I'm at, allowing me to see clear a lot of things about myself. Because it's me that's going to get judged at the throne, according to the gifts he gave me that I was supposed to distribute to the body, and according to my acts and actions. It's not a us. I have to be grounded and settled what I believe. You have to be grounded and settled what you believe. It just so happened that I believe that Christ commanded me to love my brother. So you're a part or what I believe. Either way it go. And I love you no matter, you're a rat. You're a dirty muck, son of, you know, but I, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to suffer affliction, but I'm going to love you like Christ did to the best of my ability, because I ain't got hit with a brick that I like yet. And I ain't got hit with a brick and said, don't blame them. You know what I'm saying? I haven't did that yet. So, but we're going to read that verse too. All right, we're going to read that verse too. I'm picking back up at 14. It say, whereunto he called you by our gospel. Am I at the right place? Hold on. Yeah, I was on 13. 14. Whereunto he called you by our gospel, our good news, to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which have loved us and have given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your heart. Comfort your heart and establish you in every good word and work. Remember, the devil, his job is only to get you off your square, man. The book say this. It say the wicked cannot touch the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands to do iniquity. So, and then we got to, hey, what's going on, little bro? I got to big up little bro, man. I met little bro at this little, I was in the college thing and down there in Peoria. Little bro stood up in the middle of the crowd, man, and said, man, Christ is down. I said, hey, look out. He had on a whole suit at the college. I was like, man, little bro on his way. yeah, man. So, but it is a time for that. There's not a time for us to be in our own arrogance, thinking and believing that everybody gonna follow Christ. They not. There's a lake of fire for somebody. So, and it's not a time to be trying to change them, but to establish your own self in your walk, because the fiery dart's coming. Christ said, not me. He said, man, the love of many a wax cold. You got to see it. Now, by the earth chain, he said, the disciples asked him in Matthew 24, what will be the sign of your coming in the end of the world? He said, wars and rumors of wars, nations riding up against nations, and pestilence, which is plague. So we're looking at this stuff on earth, right? And when he said, be discerners of time. The man just got killed about a girl coming in the store. She didn't have no mask on. And he telling her, look, you can't be in here with no mask. And all of that just led to them killing them because that lady didn't want to put on no mask. You know what I'm saying? That lady didn't. So earth is changing in front of you, man. He called the end from the beginning. This is what's missing from a lot of doctrine. He said, many are called, few are chosen. It is definitely time that the true servants of Christ be grounded and settled in their beliefs and not so much worried about what everybody else doing, because you're forever mindful that you are a walking epistle. Your life is the testimony that testifies that you are a servant of the Most High. You shouldn't have to tell people you follow Christ. They should see it in you a mile away. Right? And then there's going to come a time when them people going to come looking for you, because they know God in you. You know what I'm saying? They know it. So comfort your heart and establish you in every good word and work. I'm going to 1 Thessalonians 3 and verse 11. 1 Thessalonians 3 and verse 11. 1 Thessalonians 3 and verse 11. I'm reading 11 through 13. It says, now God himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you, to the end he may establish your heart. Heart is mind. See, that's what I'm saying. You have to be grounded and settled in your mind. It say the wicked cannot touch the light of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth his hand to do wicked, to do evil, right? So you remove God's covering by your actions, right? Now, it say the wicked watch the righteous and seek to slay him. It didn't say the righteous did nothing to him. It just say they watching him and they trying to pull him off. They try to pull you off in conversation. Right now, we got to be spiritually strong, man. The devil, it's no time. Our families is at stake. You know, our foundations is at stake. It ain't no long time left. And I'm not giving it no date. But I'm telling you the things that Christ said will happen on the earth is happening right in front of you. Wars and rumors of war. Right? Pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places. Keep an eye on these things. Because the end is surely got to come. I'm going to read that verse 13 one more time. It says, to the end, he may establish your heart unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, with all his saints. He coming with them, you dig? And they coming to kill. That's the part I think a lot of people, a lot of Christians, a lot of Hebrew Israelites, a lot of people, they got to know. He coming to clean earth up. They say when he set up shop, it's going to be peace on earth for 1,000 years. That's what your Bible say, not me. So, and then he say in Revelation 19, he says garment's going to be full of blood. When you follow the prophets in the Old Testament, they are telling you that the coming of the king is with blood. He say, go gather them all to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and he go muster the host of the battle, and they go kill each other. So this is the reality of what we in. And this stuff, it got to take place. So it's got to, stuff got to happen on earth to lead up to that. And we have to be prepared, man, to be blameless. Because when he come, he ain't coming to talk to you. The book is the word of God. He did all the talking he going to do to you. You know what I'm saying? So we got to be established in what we believe right here. I read that. Ephesians 3, verse 11 through 17. Ephesians 3. Uh-oh, I just tore another page. This Bible didn't even last a year. I'm so tired of paying $50 for Bibles, man. Good grief. Ephesians 3 and verse 11. Ephesians 3, again, the title is Grounded and Settled. These are trying times. Protect your home. Be not a lion in thy home, man. You know, when you forced to be together all the time, you know, man, it'd be a lot of aggravation. But it's not the time to let these ills get you. Establish your family. Sister, the Lord say this. He say, a meek and humble spirit is of great price to the Lord. And I believe he's saying that to you is to let you know you are always up against your man's ego and his pride. If you pushing him, then what the hell you think? He going to... But the responsibility for making the marriage work land in both of your hands, not his alone. You can't be, the foolish woman is clamoring. I mean, she keep up all some mess. She want to be loud and yelling. You can't be that in your home and expect your man not to react to that. And it's not a time. It is not a time for marriages to be failing. It's a time for them. You locked up together, man, build together, build with your kids. Teach your kids to keep these commandments. Teach them how to love their brothers. Despite of whatever their brother doing, love them, because that's what Christ did. That was his example, right? I love you so much, I die for you. And that's a hard thing, because men are wicked at the core. The whole flooding of the earth was due to the hearts of men. The animals didn't do nothing. Everything else was in place, but men's hearts. Same thing when at the Tower of Babel. At the Tower of Babel, we say, man, I got to confound the language or they're going to be able to do anything that's in their imagination or their heart, in their mind. So they say the heart is desperately wicked. So that's what the servant is up against. and the servant gonna suffer. The fiery darts, they coming now, man. Hey, man, they finna come. So that's what I'm promoting today is that, man, we be aware that they coming, and we be grounded and settled in our belief. And saying the multitude of words, their cease not seeing, right? You say, let your yea be yea and nay be nay. Anything else, sin, right? Don't talk long wind. You know, make your answer sharp and straight to the point. And that is what Christ commanded. I'm at Ephesians 3, 17, 11 through 17. Ephesians 3, 11 through 17. According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus, our Lord, to whom we have boldness and access and with confidence by the faith of him, wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulation for you, which is in your glory, for which cause I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. See where the war at? The war is inwardly, right? Be grounded and settled in the things that you believe in. Watch this devil right here trying to, because it's coming. You know what I'm saying? I'm not putting no date on it, but I'm a damn sure tell you, man, hey, I've been reading this Bible for over 20-something years, man, and been doing my best to follow it as far as what we're being told to do, not the church as we know it, but it tell me how to love my brother, and that's what I do. I do it with all my might. I don't follow no group. I understand that there's no co-defendant at the judgment. It's just me. It's just me paying for everything I'm talking about. So, you know, be established in what you believe right now. Really be established. In the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. See, because that's what's got to happen. What got to happen, man, is you got to love your brother, even though you know your brother don't love you. That's what Christ did. He said, be rooted and grounded in love. A lot of these dudes, like I said, I done been all over the country with all kinds of groups, and I found that most of these dudes, they just niggas that know the Bible. Excuse my friends, I'm sorry, but I tell the truth. And if the truth offends you, then you don't love God. You see what I'm saying? I don't mean to offend, but that is the truth, man. These people quote Bible, but when it's time to love their brother, they can't do it. They're liars. You see what I'm saying? And that is the commandment of Christ. That's John 13, verse 34 and 35. He said, the new commandment I give you, love your brother. Then verse 35 say, this is how you will be known as my disciple. This is what made you know it right here. When you see this person love you, and ain't no jealousy or envy or ego, or he not striving to make himself a name. Because Christ didn't do that. He said to him, man, who do you think I am? They said, man, you the Son of God. He said, don't tell nobody. Look at that. Then he said, among men born of women, there was none greater than John the Baptist. John the Baptist said, I must decrease that he increase. So, you know, all these things enable us from loving one another to the extent that Christ is telling us that we got to love one another. So it says be established in love. I said be grounded in love. Now this would be, I got a few more. They all saying the same thing, really. Colossians chapter 2, I'm going to read verse 2, then I'm going to jump to 6 and 7. Colossians chapter 2. Oh, that's the page that tore. Hey, man, we're going to work it out. Colossians chapter 2, 6 through 4. Colossians chapter 2. that their heart may be comforted, being knitted together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mysteries of God and of the Father and of Christ. Okay, now I'm jumping down to verse, and I'm going to read 6 and 7. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye. Walk as he walked, man. Look at really, stop playing with the books, the Bible scriptures and the canonization and the verses and all that stuff, and go really read how Christ was acting and functioning among the people. He said, man, me, you're not going to have all the time, but you're going to always have the poor with you. That's what you see him doing. You don't see him chasing the Pharisees. The Pharisees was always where he was at because he was doing the work of God, and he made it evident that these people are fake, man. These people is fake. He called them whited sepulchres. They look like men of God on the outside, but on the inside, they full of dead bones. And you just got to be mindful that this is what it is. It ain't, you know, and that's aggravating, man, when you're trying to serve God for real, Christ's example for real. And then you get a lot of guys that say they are, but they not. They don't hold to that they say. Christ said, man, it's better to not vow at all, man, than to make a vow and not hold it. That tell you. It say it's a sin. But it tell you what a person's heart is when they say they're going to do something and they don't follow through. It tell you who this people is. But you say walk circumspect, right? I become dumb when I don't acknowledge that because he's warning me. He's warning me how to identify the fool. He's warning me how to identify the wicked. It's not bound by the people that's coming to church. It's a lot of wicked people that come to church. It's the covering for their wickedness. You know, oh, I go to church. But I have to acknowledge the things that Christ in the book tell me to see as being disrupted. We're going to keep going. I'm at Colossians 2. I read that. So now I'm going to Colossians 1, verse 9 through 13. Colossians 1. Wait a minute. Yeah, Colossians 1. Colossians 1, 9 through 13. Because we also sin the day, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of the will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, right? Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, with which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. It ain't for everybody, but for some reason you get it, right? But the devil don't, he the same devil that was in Eve's ear at the tree is the same devil that's out in front of you. Sometimes it's you, right? So you got to be mindful of these things, man. The devil don't, it's a, man, like I say, the wicked cannot touch the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth his hand to do iniquity. Therefore, the wicked's job becomes to get you to do iniquity. And once you do the iniquity, you're dead, because now the devil all in on you. So again, man, being grounded and settled, being patient, suffering, you know, learn how to shut up, man, and let God do the court work the court. Let him work. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm jumping down to verse 22 and 23. Verse 22 and 23. Oh, that's right where it said, too. I got a piece of the yellow. I get it. It say, in the body of his flesh. Wait a minute. Yeah. Colossians chapter 1, verse 22. In the body of his flesh, through death, to present you holy, unblameable, unremovable in his sight. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved. This Torah right there, away, I think they say, away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have, and which, I think it say, we have preached to each which are under heaven, I, Paul, and made a minister. That's all of that, but it's Torah. But if you got your book open, which I hope you got your book open, then you can read it for yourself, man. This will be last, Revelations 2 and 10. Revelations 2 and 10, because earth changing in front of you, and so is the hearts of the people changing in front of you. And there's going to be a desperate necessity for you to be grounded and settled in what you say you believe, being patient, right? Because people are wicked by nature, man. Revelations 2 and verse 10. Revelations 2 and verse 10. Revelations 2. Oh, I'm in Revelation 10. Good grief. Revelations 2 and verse 10. It say, fear none of these things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, many afflictions, right? That ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. So, again, man, I pray somebody was edified. The point that I aim to make this tonight was that, man, earth changing, everything changing. And the trials is going to come fast forward toward you in the house, in the family. Man, couples, your marriage is on the line right now being stuck together. You know what I'm saying? Your marriage is on the line. So, be patient with one another. Know that it ain't much more time, man. These people reading the Bible, they reading around, ain't much more time. And I ain't saying this tomorrow. I ain't saying this this year. I ain't saying this next year. But I am telling you the earth been changed right in front of you. Okay, with that, I'm turning back over to Brother Joe and Sister Rhea.
Shalom, is it late?
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, brother. You know, man, Jew, you going real hard on it, man, and it's necessary. You know, play time over, man. We can't be playing with earthlings, man. Can't give them breaks, Jack, because they're going to keep thinking it's a game. They're going to keep thinking, man, that we got 5 minutes, man, to play with. Like that unprofitable servant, man. You know, he said, my Lord, delay his coming. And he was drinking with the drunkards and talking crazy about, you know, the other servants. And the Lord, like he said, when he least expected, it was expected. You know. Big ups, man. I can't for the life of me, man. You're going to have to help me with this one. You know, when I ran into you in the quarry, man, I know that was in the 90s. I just can't put where at because I know you past 20. You've been in this thing past 20, so you way in the years, man. You way in the season. So you ain't just talking about you about it. Or, you know what I mean? You've been on this grind since I met you, so how long has it been, really? Is the mic drop?
I had mine muted. I apologize. I think it was 98. Was you at JLG in 98?
Yeah.
Or JGL?
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember the day. This the honest to God truth, man. God, Most High the witness. I got on my knees and prayed to the east that the God sent me the truth. An hour later, you rolled up and said, "What up, Israel?" and gave me some papers. And you wasn't even supposed to be in the Rock Quarry that day. You had followed the wrong group of trucks.
Right.
Yeah. So you know, man, and you know, when it came to me like that, and Joe, man, double honor to you. I had searched my whole life to establish something tangible. It's true. And when you gave me that paper, nothing else ever made more sense. I had studied Islam. I had read the Marcus Garvey books and all the Message to the Black Man and all. I read all this stuff. None of that stuff settled with me until I understood who Israel was. So, and at that rate, when you ask and then an hour later you get, then it ain't like you walking down the street and there's some guys over here street preaching. You see what I'm saying? So I
right.
always felt like I was with my partner that went with me to the other day, Sabbath. I seen him. He went with me to my baptism, right? And Job, I was shaking. I was comfortable in gunfight. I was more comfortable in gunfight than I was going under that water, man. And my partner, right, he's standing, his brother Danny, right? And my partner, we at YMCA on Central. And my partner is standing on the side of the pool laughing at me. He said, "Man, I ain't never seen nobody shaking when they get baptized." But I was shaking because that's what I understood. I understood everybody, you know what I'm saying, if I can't take this vow and not fulfill. And believe me, I done fell short a bunch of times, but it wasn't me intentionally saying, you know, forget what I had learned. Not at all. Dude, I'm grounded in this. Man, I was one of like the biggest thief on the end. No matter of fact, that was my main source of income coming up. You know what I'm saying? My mom and dad was dope fiends. My grandmama was struggling. And my grandmother and my grandfather, you know what I'm saying, they're struggling. And my main source of income was how I live. So, but for me, when I found that out, that this is the same thing that kept me in trouble, then, you know, I knew, you know what I'm saying, I don't be stealing, I don't be lying to people, I don't lie on people, I ain't got no reason. Ain't nobody important enough to lie to. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm like, man, who is you to lie to? I ain't got to lie to you about nothing. Yeah, so it's 98, Joe. I think it was 98.
Big it. Yeah, man. I thought it was earlier than that because I had put it like, because I said, I know I was already in the Word, but I couldn't have been that far in, you know.
Talking about some 20 years.
Yeah, no, Joe, because look. I got out the joint December 21st, 1996. I got shot in my back December 21st, 1997. After that, I was sure that I was done. Because I knew when I got shot that God was punishing and forgiving me. I knew it in my mind and heart, right? And then in 98, I got a job at the gas company first. And then I got a job at the Rock Corps. So it had to be 98 because I got shot December 21st, 1997. I hadn't had no steady job before that.
Right. Right. Okay. All right. Well, then that's a real call then. Okay. All right. All right. Okay. Man, so that's 20 plus then, Jack, that the Father allowed you to put in, man. That's 22 on you. You know, the age of spiritual accountability. Not that it wasn't there from the go, but That's a whole nother level of understanding where you are, man. The way you think, nah, ain't nowhere near what you was thinking when you first walked through the door.
Right.
You know, you're talking about minuses and pluses and pluses and minuses, shedding fat and nonsense, and you know, yeah, you struggle as you grow. You know, you, before you learn to walk, you're going to fall, you know. And those things happen. I ain't trying to show weakness. I'm just saying those things is prone to happen because you in a spiritual warfare. You haven't figured out how deep it is yet because you don't
right.
know how deep the word is. You think the word is as deep as your consciousness. You know? And it's way past where you at. You know,
right.
way past where I was at back then. And, you know? And I was like, you know, I was just trying to, man, you, I couldn't place it. I kept putting you like about 96, 95, 96, you know. Anyhow, man, I've been going your black ass for about 20 plus years, man.
Oh, yeah.
And we all do is too, Jew, and it's all been in the truth, man.
Back.
And that's what's up, you know. It's all been in the truth, and I'm listening, man, and I'm digging the gravity with the Father got you on, man, and this real conversation, man. The Father been dealing with you the whole grind. You got a lot of cats, man, that ain't even own it like that. They just go to class to get some high fives and some pounds, and I kept establishing, and they gone about their work.
Right.
You know, they ain't on the grind, man. It's not, it's never, you know. You got cats, man, we be out there on the grind, man. We be out there on the buses and whatnot. They be barbecuing, but you see them on the Sabbath, man, and they high fiving and you know and all this that and the other. You know it's a different world when you in the trenches. You know,
right.
And big ups, man, on not humbling that little sister. Dude, that's real tough, Jack. A lot of people, man, you know, would have thought that would have been prime bait, but you saw a way out of that. That was a Joseph theory. You know what I'm saying?
Oh. Right. It ain't an easy one. Dick. Hey, Joe. Dude, dick. No. But it ain't easy.
Shalom, family.
Shalom, shalom. What's going on, Isaiah?
I'm sorry, but man. Grace and peace, family. Grace and peace.
Oh,
yeah, that yeah, is, man. Hey, grace and peace, Elder.
Shalom, Israelite. Grace and peace, bro.
Hey, shalom. Hey, I ain't mean to cut in. I know, no, y'all finished talking. I ain't mean to cut in.
But you did.
Fact.
I'm sorry. I'm in good spirits. I just bought me a bed. I'm over here sweating, listening to y'all talk. I ain't got too much to say. I'm listening to y'all talk, man. I ain't get a chance to hear the whole lesson, so I'm gonna listen to it, you know, afterwards. But I got a chance to hear a little bit of the words that the Most High allowed that He put on your heart to talk about. And you know, man, hey, man, you know, fake Israel, you know, but real Israel need to know. Hell, we ain't got that much time. I try to think of 5 years. I just get scared and don't see it, you know. But, hey, man, it's time, man. Time to keep ourselves clean, man. Keep ourselves clean, focus, you know, stay in the word, you know, learn to love one another, definitely, you know, then learn how to come together even better than what we have been doing and what we've been doing in the first place. But, you know, but it all, bro, can't wait to hear the rest of the precept, man. But what I heard, man, was some good stuff, and I get a mic with that.
Amen. It's just I'm saying basically you know, we see the things that's going on earth. This thing, this is a big, big, big change for the world. The world has changed permanently. That's a fact. Ain't no go back to normal. I see that. And with that, I'm more willing to believe that it is going to set the course for a lot of other stuff to start happening. And I think the true servants need to really look at the inward man. Look at yourself, man. Get yourself straight. Be grounded. It ain't about teaching everybody else and all this stuff right now. It's more or less about, you know, like we was talking, Isaiah, you know, we got to gather, man. You know, we got to gather ourselves together, man. We got to be a body. That's a commandment, man. It's, you know, it's an instruction given to you. So, you know, be grounded and settled in our beliefs. Like, I right now, I be hanging with the Vice Lords and GDs and Blackstones, all my buddies, some foes, you know, all these people. But they know what I'm on. You know, I'm grounded and settled on what I'm on. And they don't even ask me. You know what I'm saying? They already know he ain't on it. You know what I'm saying? You talk about the wing thing with the girls. Like one of the guys, apparently there's a app called the Black App, and women are selling cat on this Black App. You know, like commercials, like say, man, give me $30 for this. Then this costs $40. And I'm like, man, the world is messed up, man. And then I just told the little brothers, man, I ain't on that. Man, like, man, you got to put this app on your phone, man. I don't do that. I'm settled in what I believe. I'm not in the world. I don't follow the world. I don't, just because you think it's cool, do not mean nobody else need to think it's cool. If you think you need an expensive car and big rims to feel validated. Empowered. Yeah, empowered and validated. That's fine. That's not the God I choose. I know every cowboy need a horse, but it ain't got to be a Clydesdale. And if who you are is respected, then that's proof. That's proof. I don't need no big rims. I don't need none of that, man. I get respect from all these guys, some of the guys that I was in jail with in 91. I've been running into them out west. They remembering me. Like, man, you can glue your hair all down your back. You know what I'm saying? They talk about, you know, stuff we did when we was in jail. You remember this, and you remember you did this, you know, and all that there. But, you know, man, that ain't me. You know what I'm saying? And then I just hold my peace, and I allow them to understand through my actions. I ain't on none of that. You know, one of the OGs, I'm going to shout out his name, Charlie A. He said, man, I love you, nephew. You know, he said, man, that's what you just did. Because guys pull up on me with a big old bankroll of money. He say, man, for real, grab what you want, right? And I tell him, man, no, I'm cool, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm straight. You hold it. Long as you got it, then we got it. And we straight. You hold on to it. Man, Charlie A say, man, that was the gangstest stuff I'd have seen in a while, man. But really, you know what I'm saying? Really, my God, he provide for me everything I need. You know, I want more, but everything I need, I have. I got a place to sleep. It ain't the mansion that I want, you know what I mean, or the loft downtown overlooking Lake Michigan. It ain't that. But it's a place to sleep. Stay warm. So he said, in all things, be content with food and raiment. You know, money ain't great godliness. You know, really, it's a detour. Because if you think you need this or you need that to establish that you're a servant of God, then you're not a servant of God. You know, and I always point to Lazarus, the beggar at the gate. We know he went in in Abraham's bosom, but we don't know if he is an alcoholic. We don't know if he is a leper. It just say he's a beggar at the gate. You know, he might have been getting that money, going, getting a bottle. You don't know what he was doing. right?
Exactly.
Hey, but you know what? That man, I'm glad I told you, bro. That's a precept in itself. I love what you just put together, man.
Okay, I got your number, man. If you want to wait. Okay, yeah, I got you. I'm sorry, Isaiah, brother had left the thing. I definitely top it up with you. Go ahead, Isaiah.
That was a powerful piece, what you just said, man. You know, what you just said, man, it really it slashes and dashes the doctrine we were taught, knowing we bruise and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I was, thank God, the Lord is allowing to open our minds up and stuff like that. But it's like when you really look through the book and you really look and search out the scriptures and stuff like that, you see people entering into the kingdom on some of the most basic things mentioned for mankind. You know what I'm saying? Like, just simply, I was reading the book, right? And I came to this conclusion. Man, taking your shirt off and giving it to somebody else could be how horses on righteousness. You know what I'm saying? But how you put that, man, that was beautiful, bro. I get a mic with that. Beautiful, man. Beautiful.
Praise the Most High, man.
All praises. All praises. Well, dude, you know, I'm gonna let it ride like this here, man, and I'm just gonna say, but don't grind. You know what I mean? Because truth be told, it is only Jesus had only one disciple that he pulled from a church. He only had one. All the rest of them he got from the street. All of that from he got from the street. We're talking about Paul. Paul was the only one that he pulled from among the Pharisees.
Right.
All of that stuff, they were publicans and sinners, and he was in and they mocked him, man. He said, "Oh, you wine bibbing and drinking." He said, "John the Baptist didn't come doing none of you." He said, "Y'all said he had a devil. Son of man come eating and drinking. Y'all want to call him a wine bibber and a gluttonous." But he said, "Look," he said, "but I'm going to tell you now." Watch this. He said, "Y'all going to see harlots and publicans get in the kingdom and you yourself cast out." Now, who God really loves? I ain't saying be out there, but I ain't saying be out there like that so God can love you and save you. I'm saying that you know, that's their truth. And there ain't no ifs, and buts about it. Because most older days, you know, yeah, I was turning tricks like this here, and I was doing this, that. You know, that's their truth.
Right.
You know, so they ain't going to be sitting up there playing no games, man. But these people in these churches, Jack, they full of secrets and lies.
Right.
Trying to put on these facades and these fronts like they the second coming of Jesus, man, and they be fronting on so many levels. And it ain't about that, man. It's about the truth of God. And if you really love it, man, and if you do love it, man, you gonna show them, they gonna see the love of God in you, and they don't want that too. They be like, "Well, I love God like that. Will he talk to me?" Yeah. Shoot, if he'll get, that's what David said. He said, "Man, if you forgive," you "forgive me of my sins, I'll teach sinners your ways." They'll learn, they'll see if you can forgive me. They don't know you, you'll forgive them. So, yeah, stay on that grind, Prince. That's a beautiful thing. And ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it, man. We heard it. We read it. You ain't said it. So, hey, Jude, you got any closing comments before we wrap it up? You want to make sure your mic ain't closed out.
Yeah, double honor to you, Joe. Truly our elder, truly our concern with my well-being, and I thank you for that. There's a lot of men, you know, they say they're elder, but all they do is backbite and tell bell, and you ain't that guy. So I want to openly say that, that you do check on me. You do check me, too, sometimes. You slide it in there, I understand. I understand, you know what I'm saying? I catch stuff, you know what I'm saying? And I don't want you to never think that I don't. Well, I take it as a grain of salt. I don't. I hold on to a lot of stuff. So double honor to you. Thanks for the opportunity to teach on Sounds of Living Water. I'm happy to be in your presence as an elder. I love y'all, man, and I pray that everybody understand how important it is to be stomped down on what you own right now. Okay, don't let nobody deter you. Don't let no crowd or no opinion or no thought or no worry change course for you right now. Stand on what you believe, man, because Earth is changing. And this change is going to set the course for what we've been reading. So, again, I love you, and I'm out.
All praises, Prince. And likewise, man, and, you know, you fought the food chain, man. So, you know, hey, and I have to deal with you according to that. You wait. And if you had to call me on YouTube, man, you know, hey, that to the increase, man, I appreciate all that love and bringing all that together for us, because that's the reason why we have here now having these conversations, and everything is from God. So we still in the God business, and that's what's up, man.
Amen.
So with that being said, we want to be back here tomorrow evening. Back at the Sounds of the Waters here at 7 o'clock p.m. We're going to catch the Nation of Peace. Nation of Peace Israelites coming out of Minneapolis, Minnesota with your brother, Neil Nakomi Swanson, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, a.k.a. Lil Israel, bringing what?
That kingdom state of mind.
That kingdom state of mind, y'all. Y'all want to be here for that. That's tomorrow evening, 5 p.m. And you can catch your brother here, Amon Pharaoh, here every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock p.m. And like my man said it, you might as well go and get a T-shirt, put it down. Don't say he said it. Say we read it. There it is. So, all of that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bibles.
Your Bibles.
Read your Bibles, people. And make sure you got a park friend. Shalom, Israelites.
Amen. Shalom, family.
Shalom.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the
the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio shows.